B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Get excited!
It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Friday. Football Friday across the Delaware Valley. Live from Chickies and Pete's, the home of Football Fridays and Football Saturdays, Sundays, and throughout the week.
Jason Sports Martinez. Mecca.
That's right, Anthony Gargano. We are the midday show from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. So we got a game Sunday. And first of all, let me just preface because we had so much fun yesterday.
Oh, what a day. That was great.
And I said last night on Cousins Corner, but in case you didn't hear it, I really want to thank everybody, I know Jason does too, for you guys, because you guys are the greatest, man. You really make the station, and this is not like pandering. Trust me, as someone that's been around the country many, many times over and over throughout all these arenas, you guys are the standout as the most incredible fan base. You care, and because you care, our station matters. And yesterday, for the 10th anniversary, we did the All-Star Show. It was a blast. It really was. And there's nothing that I'm more proud of than our own sports mecca right here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest. The people are the best. You guys are, because you care to the depth, doing this here is the ultimate.
Yeah, and it's so funny because all those years I spent in management, I get so many emails from people that are in this industry and that grew up here but don't work in this city, that are dying to get back here to work in this medium, in this city, because they know what the sports mean to the listeners and to the people of this city, and that the word that always comes up is passion, you know, and that's exactly what it is. And it's so refreshing that people have unbridled passion in what we all love, and that's sports and competition, and the suffering that's happened is all part of it, and that's what makes the great parts great.
True.
It really does, and I can't wait for this stretch of Eagle football that's about to come, because you just want stuff that means a ton, and you have this quarterback, and you have this Eagles team that won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And this season again, after the kind of the malaise of last year, it means everything again.
Yeah, no, it does.
So it's great, and that's why I love talking to these people.
Yeah, and the idea that the people care so much is what makes the radio station, because it provides the soul of the station.
Yeah.
So you guys know, and I don't need to tell you again about where how we feel and what our rooting interest is. For us,
we wear it.
Life is great when the teams are winning, both, you know, personally and professionally, because professionally, it's more fun to listen to winning teams, winning, you know, to the excitement. And I'm quite frankly at my best when teams are winning.
Yeah.
I don't really do well during the bad times.
Yeah, you're not a scab picker.
No.
I like to pick the scab.
No, and I love when people are happy. It's like I'm a party person. So when people are happy, it makes me happy. And it's kind of when it's best for, it coincides with my personality.
Yeah.
So you know where our heart lies. Our heart lies, and particularly we know a lot of people here with all the teams. And like I genuinely really, really like the Eagles organization. Like I think they are. They're really good people, and I think they all know what they're doing. I think the coach is really good, really great, great guy. He has a really good knack for leadership. I love Howie and what he's done. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and, you know, we talk about receivers and stuff, but I think he's a really sharp dude, and he's helped me. So where our heart lies. I look at Sunday, and people get mad if you're not like fully on board, And I'm really concerned about it. I'm concerned about it from an X and O standpoint. So you guys got to help me out today when it comes to this game. Like, I'm not being negative. I'm just calling it the way I see it. And I look at those receivers against these cornerbacks, and I'm worried. I mean, you couple that with Dalvin Cook, and how do they stop it? Like, I know Cousins, and I know you blitz them, and I get it. But these corners are really, really, you know,
deficient.
Not good. Right? I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah.
And they can be exploited by really good receivers. And you have two of them, and I know what's going on with them, and they've had some issues. But, you know, last week against the Giants, they threw the ball. And it's funny because you did Mikey Miss yesterday, and so did I. And we had Hembo, and I love Hembo's stats, and he's terrific.
Yeah,
and
great stuff.
And Hembo felt really good about the Eagles and about their run game, about stopping Dalvin Cook. And, if you know, his theory was if you stop Dalvin Cook, you're going to stop the Vikings offense. I don't know how that works because, for me, like, if I'm game planning, I'm throwing. If I'm the Vikings.
Yeah, that may be a fine game plan that Hembo broke out against a lot of teams, but the Eagles are not one of those teams that is very advantageous, right?
And Hembo was giving you stats.
Yeah, stats lie.
They're great. I mean, you know, some of them don't lie, but they're great, except when it comes to, like, they don't usurp the X and the O.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, again, it's up to the coach to do the game plan. But quite frankly, if I'm game planning this one, I'm throwing early to open up Dalvin Cook. It's not the other way around where, oh, my God, if I stop Dalvin Cook, I'm going to now be in third. I'm going to throw early downs. Yeah. Why wouldn't I pick on the Eagles' corners?
Yeah, the logic to me, when people say, well, they're going to run the ball to set up the pass, that's illogical to me because I'm going to hit you where you're weakest to open up where I have a strength against the strength of yours. And the only way to do that is to accentuate your weakness first, establish that, and that's an easier thing to do, to establish my dominance over your weakness, than it is for me to establish my area where I'm good with Dalvin Cook running the ball over an area of strength, what you consider a strength on the Eagles' defense, and stopping the run. So if I'm the coach of the Vikings, I'm doing exactly what you're saying.
Man, Kevin Stefanski.
Run, or throw, and then I'm going to use Dalvin Cook once I have that established.
Yeah, and I'm going against a seven-man front, and then I can run it. This is where you guys gotta help me out, because game plan wise, you gotta tell me how in the world they stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Give me, because here's what I'm doing. This is, I'm throwing early. I'm going to establish, and I know I got Cousins, but Cousins isn't Luke Falk. I'm going to throw early. And I'm going to try to exploit the Eagles' corners.
Mm-hmm.
And I might screen it to Cook at times, but I'm going to throw it and then try to go that route. Now, you tell me how the Eagles can counteract that.
Yeah, and try and mitigate the damage they can do there is going to be very difficult. And you're right. And, you know, to me, if the Eagles are going to win this game, it's going to have to be on a great, great day from Jim Schwartz. He's going to have to come up scheme-wise some way and to overcome the players that he's putting on the field. And the other thing that really scares me, I cite this all the time, and it's part of the season and, you know, spots in the season when you're playing a certain team. And I know the Vikings, they went out last week and they beat a bad Giant team 28-10. But to me, this game is circled on their schedule, and they have heightened. Now, it's circled on the Eagles' schedule, too. But this game for the Vikings means more than maybe it means to the Eagles, and the Eagles also have Dallas next week. Not that they're looking ahead, but to me this is a game where they are really up for this game, and they're looking to make a statement on what's been so far an erratic season for them.
Yeah, I mean, again, look, you know, it is Cousins, and I'll give you, you know, I'll go with you if you say you got to somehow try to force Cousins into making mistakes. So let's kind of analyze this game, because I'm really worried. And again, I don't think it's the end of the world if they do lose. I would love nothing more than to win, if only because these Viking fans are just out of control.
Yeah, that's the area that that's clouding my judgment on this game as well. Because I can't stand the Viking fans so much. I can't fathom losing to them. Even though a loss again in this regular season, like last regular season, doesn't avenge what happened here in 2017 in that Super Bowl.
Listen,
but still,
the NFC Championship, winning the Super Bowl in their house is the ultimate. So it doesn't matter. They can win the next 50 games on a regular season. None of it matters.
Yep.
However, they're annoying people.
Yes, they're babies.
And they're obsessed with us. So. It would be the greatest to go into their house and beat them again there.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Stick it right in their gigi would be the best.
Pull out of town with another W and really put their season in a precarious position in doing so. 610.
We're going to have a blog. You got to listen at 11:30 because we got a blogger, one of these Vikings bloggers on to give us the pulse of the Vikings fans and to articulate what their problem is.
Yeah, what they're hung up on?
Yeah.
Because they're hung up on the Philadelphia Eagles sports fans.
Yeah, I still don't understand this whole idea since they're the ones that poked the bear.
Like,
I give you no pity. Like, if you came in here and you got thrown out, I would kind of feel bad, right? But you came in here poking a bear, doing a skull chain in the Art Museum steps. Yo, dude. Oh, Amalie, yeah, you don't come in our house, do that.
Yeah, don't come in chesty and then get mad when you get a little bit of a response. 610-632-0975. Got to talk a little bit about Gabe today, too, Amp, because he is gone. We didn't get a chance to get into it much yesterday.
Coming up, we also have an assignment for you.
Oh, I love it.
A show assignment for the people.
All right, so we'll give you the assignment.
People are going to be playing producer today.
Mm, all right.
Good morning, Junis.
Can I go home then?
Day off.
No, you cannot go home.
Well, enjoy the day. It is a football Friday. We are at our football Friday spot. It's Chickies and Pete's here in Marlton. Come on down today. Have a great lunch. Enjoy a couple cocktails. Beautiful fall day.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, it's 10:23 on the Midday Show, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Don't forget, Chickies and Pete's Mondays. Crab fries and all-you-can-eat wings, $19.99. Can't beat that.
Go for
Monday nights.
Go for a wing today.
They have great wings, the Pete's wings.
Mm.
Yeah.
Perfect. I could take the chicken wing from Chickies and Pete's and dip it in the cheese sauce from the crab fries. I swear I could do shots of that cheese sauce. It's so good. Can I get a round of shots of cheese sauce? It's so delicious.
So we were just talking about this during the break, but the Breaking Bad movie is out.
Yeah, it came out, it was released today on Netflix.
I thought it was in theaters first, but it's not in theaters. It's just on Netflix?
Yeah, it's called El Camino. And it follows, obviously, the story of Jesse Pinkman, Aaron Paul, and picks up where, I guess, the show left off. I remember watching the trailer a while back, but I guess I got to watch it this week. I was a big Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah, I was too. You know what's amazing is that they did the movie, and they didn't do the release. Like, The Irishman, which is a huge film with a huge budget.
Marty?
Is going to be out in theaters before it goes to Netflix.
Okay, so they are going to do a theatrical release.
Well, part of it is, too, because if you're going to do the movie, it's got to hit theaters to count for the Academy Awards.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. And it's a Marty movie, so that's certainly going to be something under consideration.
Yeah, I think Breaking Bad, I think they don't care, and they got, it's kind of interesting, but that, I mean, like, I loved Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was incredible.
You got it ranked, is that in your top five of all time shows?
It's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, whether it's somewhere in the top 10 for sure.
So The Irishman, when does that come out, Ant?
I've seen a different release date. I think it's next weekend.
I'm seeing it just says 2019 here.
I believe it's next week in the 18th. I'm not sure, but
that's a go to the theater moment there too.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, some good stuff coming out. I love it.
But I loved Breaking Bad. It was it was a great show.
Yeah,
but you know, you got to have Walter White flashbacks, right?
I would think so. There's odds on that if he will be shown on screen in some sort of flashback mode.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, I
minus 2,000 for Walter White to appear.
Minus all tells you he is, yeah. I don't know how in the world he doesn't.
Will Heisenberg be said as a minus 500? That you'll hear the term Heisenberg. And will the blue meth be shown as minus 150?
The blue meth.
You can bet on anything. Isn't it great?
It's crazy, man.
610-632-0975. What a great sports weekend we got coming up on tap as well. Sixers will be back in action coming up. Is that tonight they're back in action? A little preseason Charlotte.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's a football weekend. It's a great football weekend. And this leads us, and I'm not looking past the game because, you know, obviously they're all important, especially when you sit at 3-2. Mm-hmm. But, man, we're on the precipice of Cowboys week.
Yeah, I know. We return next week after hoping to win.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Cowboys week is ahead, straight ahead.
That's one of those ones you always look at in the season and go, all right, this is really serious now.
Yeah, man.
And with a win by both teams this weekend, it'll be a battle for the top spot in the NFC East, close to the midway point of the season. Now, Ant, you want to task the audience with a little... test. So I guess we should do this as early as possible
so we
get the most amount of data.
Here's the deal. So... the Phillies have a news conference at 1 o'clock. And obviously, John Middleton will speak and we'll talk about the manager search and talk about the Gabe firing. So the question that I have for the audience is, do you want us to carry it?
Yeah.
So we can carry the press conference at 1 o'clock or we can talk Eagles and give you picks and stuff like that. So it's your question. It's up to you guys. We want to make sure that you guys vote on this and majority wins. Do you want to hear the Phillies press conference or do you want to talk football?
Boy, I'm torn here because I really want to hear what Middleton has to say, but I almost want to tune him out because he didn't do what I felt was the right thing and really hold the people accountable that are most accountable for the mess that we're in. And I keep saying, when they're ready to take this thing seriously and hire a proper general manager and president, send me an email and then I'll reconvene my fandom with them. But until then, until you're going to hold the right people accountable, just put me on your pay no mind list because I got you on mine.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I know he's going to go up there and he's going to tell us how great a job Matt Klentak did in the last offseason, and I'm going to get irritated. And I'm going into a football weekend, I don't want to be irritated.
I'm going to be irritated.
Yeah, and it's going to irritate me, like a rash. You know, and John Middleton's stock in my eyes is dropping like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
With the way this was handled and the amount of time it took and everything else.
Well, there is your task. You want to hear the Phillies news conference, or do you want to hear... or you want to talk football?
All right, so Andrew, poll it up. Andrew's going to go with the poll to that effect. And we'll ask people their opinion on the telephone lines as well, I suppose. 610-632-0975.
A gentleman here with a great sweat jacket.
Yeah, where'd you get that jacket?
It's the Eagles sweat jacket with the old bird. It's a Mitchell Ness piece.
It's awesome.
It's a great Mitchell Ness piece. Do you want to hear Philly's news conference or the Eagles? He wants to hear the Phillies.
Wow. Yeah, he's a morbid fella.
He wants to hear the Phillies.
All right, 610-632.
He's a morbid fella. Calls you a morbid guy. But you want to hear the Phillies.
He's like, I don't mind to attend a funeral. let's go to Mike in Memphis on the Fanatic. Starts us off. Michael.
Hey, how's it going? First off, I don't want to hear the Phillies. I don't need a Friday news dump. where they're going to try to bury it with Football Friday. So let's get that out of the way.
It's a good point about the news dump on a Friday afternoon, too.
Yeah, and then I also wanted to speak a little bit about yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call in, but you guys' show does a lot for us. Got a lot of friends. One's driving back to Texas. I live in Memphis. That one on Friday. But the one thing we get to relate to is we get on the phone, we text. We're like, who's listening? Who's listening to the Midday Show? Did you hear what Cud said? Did you hear what Mike and Mitch said? Did you hear what Jason said?
That's so awesome, man.
You guys keep us close as Philly as we, as much as we want to be in Philly. Your show keeps us in Philadelphia. So keep doing what you do. We
very
love it.
So kind. Man. And Mike, when I lived in State College and I was up at Penn State, and I wish so bad at that time that we had the technology, like when I was away, that I could listen, you know, to the stations at home. Because I remember driving from Westchester to Penn State, and I could drag the old AM signal almost all the way there.
Wow.
If the certain cloud cover was right.
Well, I
used to get excited about the long 3-hour ride because,
well,
I could drag it.
You know what's funny is, Mike, but I completely understand. I lived in Chicago, and this is years ago, and at night, mm-hmm. I could get KYW, really, really faint, right? And I would just put it on so I could hear, you know, Independence Mall. Like, I just want to hear something
jingle
about Philadelphia.
K-Y-W.
So I completely understand, Mike, and we're we're thrilled and honored to be your conduit.
All right, I don't have a big Eagles point. I'm leaning both ways, but I'm just going to end this call with an Eagles chant to get this day started.
Oh, that'll get us started off nicely. From Memphis, the Eagle chant. Go ahead, Mike.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Nice.
Have a good day, guys.
Enjoy your weekend, Mike, and thanks for listening and listening on the app. Let's go. I know she's going to bring the heat right now. How about Edith and Chester on the Fanatic? Edith!
Hey, guys. Hey, Jason. Hey, Anthony.
Hey!
Happy anniversary!
What's
Happy
up, baby? How are you, my girl?
I'm good. I'm so ready for football. I've been ready since the summertime. I don't want to hear nothing about the Phillies.
So it's a no
for Phillies for me.
All right, we got you down. Andrew's keeping track.
Okay, and Jason, you are right. We don't want to hear no noise from them. If they didn't do what they're supposed to do to clean up the Phillies and do what they were supposed to do, all that talk for the press conference is nothing but noise, so we don't need to hear it.
That's right.
You know what it is, Edith? It's disingenuous.
Really?
And I don't want, to me, that's insulting, being disingenuous to this fan base. And we just talked about the passion of this fan base, what they invest, not just money-wise, emotion and time, everything. And for them to go up there today, and I just know that they're going to tell us how great a job Matt Klentak has done and how he's going to chart the course with the next manager of this team and for great things and to the ultimate goal of winning a championship. And I say,
yep, and I'm with you 100%. Now, my Eagles, I know everybody's worried. I'm not worried. I don't bet against them. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care what the rating, what the stats say. I never go against my team. However, saying that, I just want them to shore up them penalties, because the penalties seem to really slow us down and just knock the wind out of us. I want them to shore them penalties up.
That's a great point. Yeah.
I really do. And I just and guess what? Devin's going to get his. We just got to show up and play football like we know we can play football. Just go old school. But you know, you got to do what you got to do. You have to help Wentz. You have to protect him so he can get the ball out. He's trying to get the ball out a little quicker, it seems like, than he was in the past. So we have to help him be able to do that. And I think my prediction is, like, I think we're going, I would say, 21-17.
Oh, I like it.
And the Eagles winning. That's right.
That's awesome.
21-17.
All right, yep.
That sounds
that's
great.
That's prediction, guys. So fly, Eagles, fly. Flying to victory.
Sing it, baby.
You guys
I love
have
it.
A good weekend. I love y'all.
Love you, Edith.
Edith, have a great weekend, and I hope your prediction comes true. Now, Ant, it's weird because, you know, picking, like, a football season's not like flipping a coin every time where it's the same exact odds to whether it's going to land on heads or tails. But I believe in, like, the flow of a season. And I go, well, if they win this week, does it make it less likely they'll win next week? And do I sacrifice a loss to the Vikings for the gain of a win over the Cowboys. And I have to say yes, even though I can't stand the Viking fan. As I might hate the Viking fan more than I hate the Dallas fan. Now, maybe not the local Dallas fan, but the Dallas fan isn't as weak and weak-minded as the Viking fan.
Yeah, but they don't matter. The Viking fan, let's face it, it only matters because...
less consequential.
They're playing this week. Otherwise, yeah. Who cares about the Vikings?
Yeah, I want the...
I mean, we live...
I want the Cowboy...
Like, we live with the Cowboys. To me, it's not even close.
Mm.
You would want... If it was... It's not anywhere near a Sophie's choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to take an L, either Minnesota or Dallas, without a doubt, I'll take the L Minnesota, go beat Dallas.
Yeah, me too.
And quite frankly... I think they match up real well against Dallas. I think they match up better. As they stand right here, knowing that...
it is different, you're right.
Knowing that the corners are a bit of an issue, I think they match up better against the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. And
because I think the Eagles' run defense is good.
Oh, yeah, they've proven that so far, in my eyes. Plus, the presumption that you'll probably get Deshaun back next week.
Well, I am. I'm good. Listen...
I need him back.
Nobody, you know how I feel about him. Whoa. Nobody's more excited about Deshaun Jackson. Because I just think, Jason Vaughn had a great point with us yesterday when we were talking. And he and Carson have a really good, really good connection. And part of the reason is Deshaun, what makes Deshaun a great receiver is that he knows how to track a ball. All right? He played baseball. You and I had this discussion a moment ago during the break about kids not playing enough varied sports.
Yeah.
Playing baseball helps a receiver. Learning how to track a fly ball, you're tracking a ball, whether you're in the outfield or whether you're tracking it down deep on a go route. You can catch the ball. So Deshaun is great at that. And Carson's got a strong arm that he can throw it long, and Deshaun can track it and run under it.
Yeah, it's the combination of those two things.
We did the 11-10.
Yeah, a lot of guys can run fast. You know, a lot of guys can run the same speed as Deshaun, but they can't play at that speed, and they can't track
hands.
At that speed.
They also don't have the hands. Yeah. I mean, all I hear about is how fast Nelson Agholor is. What good is it if you got pitchforks?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, look at Torrey Smith. He was fast, but he couldn't catch.
Yeah, well, I mean, Torrey Smith actually was a decent receiver, but he was at the end, and he had lost a step, and he actually was a good receiver.
Yeah, in his Baltimore days, he was sensational.
Yeah, but Nelson Agholor can't catch the ball. I mean, his problem is hands.
Since he came in the league.
You know.
He didn't lose the ability to catch the ball. He never could catch the ball.
Right. You know, I mean, that's an issue with him.
Yeah.
However, you know, you get Deshaun back, their offense, I feel great about their offense. Like, I could totally see you get Deshaun back and Carson feels strong. Now, all of a sudden, everything works.
Yeah.
Now, like, the offense takes another step into being lethal.
And oddly enough, it helps your defense, too.
Sure does.
Because now the opposition's going to have to keep up with your offense and therefore making them a bit more predictable.
Well,
take that all every day of the week.
Yeah.
Marty in Jersey is on the Fanatic. What's going on, Marty?
Hey, cuz, Jace, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, not much. Just, Eagles point is, I think it's the Fletcher Cox game. You know, that's when we have a big advantage. The RD line is way better than O-line. So that's why I'm not worried about it.
I think that's a good point. I think there is a net. I think you can exploit the Vikings' offensive line, particularly the interior piece of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in love with their – I think their weakness is in guard play, the interior part. I think you nailed it with Fletch. I think he looked a little healthier last week. Let's see if that line can – and maybe they find something with BG in the middle, you know.
Yeah. That's what my goal is there, and – I had a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, last year, you guys were doing, like, comparisons between NBA players and NHL players. I'm trying to get into more of the hockey. Like, I don't say I'm a 4-for-4 guy, but I'm really, like, a 3.5 guy. So I don't know what's going on with hockey. But if you guys do, like, a players comp, like, comparing players in the NHL, like, this is how they would be in the NBA. You guys remember doing that at all?
Yes, I do remember. Like, who was...
If you guys did more of that, that'd be cool.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, we were comparing like who would be the we were doing off like Embiid, who would be like the type of player, like, you know, caliber of player,
like who's the Al Horford of the Flyers right now. Okay,
yeah, we'll do that during the week.
I like that.
Week.
It's a great idea.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
We'll get you in, Marty, because they're one of five teams in the NHL that's unbeaten right now. Now, they only played two games, but unbeaten's unbeaten.
Hey, I'll take it after that Philly season. Yeah, and that, no need for that. I'm out on that. No need for to cover that.
No press conference for you, huh, Marty?
Yep.
Very interesting. All right. Hey, man, enjoy your weekend, man. Have a great football weekend.
Thanks, Marty.
You too. See you, fellas.
All right, so Marty's out on the presser as well, Ann.
Where are we staying, Tunis?
So far with callers and the man that you have down there, yes is the one and no is three. But we have the poll up running. It's pretty close.
Ooh, okay, right. We'll check in on the poll coming up.
I'm interested. What's your vote?
I mean, I would like to hear it.
Yeah.
I just want to know
you can put it in queue.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, no, I can.
Now, here's the thing. We'll if we don't carry it live, we'll run on it and then we'll play it. My fear is, here's the thing about this news conference. What am I going to learn about this news? Really, other than spin.
Uh-huh.
Because what you're going to get from the Phillies is spin.
Yep.
There is, you're not going to get an answer as to who the next guy is.
Right. Gabe did a great job the last 2 years. They're looking in another direction, that kind of stuff.
Here's the reason why I don't want to hear it. Because I don't feel like getting aggravated and getting angry. And it's going to be an ode to Klentak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an ode to McPhail and how Middleton has all the trust in the world in his general manager and his president.
Yep.
And how great a guy Gabe was and how and he already put it out that people around baseball are telling him how vastly improved the Phillies are and where their organization is at, both on the field and off the field. So do you guys really want to hear that spin?
Again, disingenuous.
See, that's where I would vote no.
Yep.
Normally, I'm a news guy, so I want to hear it. And if it was a clean house situation, I would certainly be interested in it.
Oh.
But knowing that, and having covered a million press conferences, all right, from here to New York to Chicago to Los Angeles, I know exactly what's going to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly the tenor of it. You're not going to get any firm answers. You're going to get them. You're going to get Klentak telling you how he's going to unearth he's going to be tireless in
exhaustive search,
looking at every candidate to become the manager. He'll get a couple hard questions. They'll deflect them.
Do we know who's going to be on the dais, Andrew? Is it going to be Middleton, Klentak, and McPhail?
I assume that's...
I would guess it would be those three, but no official word.
All right, and they're not putting Gabe on the dais, correct?
Well, why would you?
Why?
I don't know.
You don't put the deposed manager.
Yeah, well, they did put a nice thank you on their Twitter.
So,
that's
why I think the whole thing's a waste of time.
Yep.
Because unless you just want to hear... And, you know, it goes back to, you know, the Russian news service, TASS, right? They give you controlled news,
controlled messaging,
right? It's their information through the prism of the organization. Do you really want to hear that?
Yeah, that I'll pass. 610-632-0975. That is the number. It is the Midday Show on a glorious football Friday.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey. All right, 10:54 live at Chickies and Pete's right here. Marlton.
Crab Friday.
It is Crab. That's very good. That's very good.
Let me ask you something.
When's our next Flyer game?
Tomorrow night, Vancouver.
These poor guys got to go from Prague back home, and then to you can't get than British Columbia. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to watch the kid play again. Like, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, he can't miss. See that football desk right there? See the little Clemson helmets?
Yeah, I love the little helmets.
I'm, like, going insane with these mini helmets and stuff now.
You have the mini goalie masks.
I do.
Which are really cool.
I missed an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the mini helmets. I'm a mini helmet freak like you are. You and I share the trinket love.
Yeah.
I love trinkets. I wish I had a house full of trinkets. Like, I can't. Like, once I start, I'll never stop.
Yeah, I'm running into this.
I have a bad personality that way.
Yeah.
I go too deep.
Like, I love the masks, you know. I just got a Marty Brodeur one, which is probably a violation for a lot of Flyer fans.
Yeah, you love the sport.
So I've been looking for this thing for 5 years. It's a third size scale mask, Ant, right? And I find one unopened, unboxed, like not even opened out of the box. And I'm at the game. I literally got it like last Friday in the mail. And I'm at the game the other night. And I'm downstairs. And I'm hanging out. And who's standing there 2 feet from me in the hallway as I look over to the left? Marty.
It's cool, man.
I'm going, the value in that mask, if I had him sign it, HOF, goes through the roof.
You got to do it.
Oh, I didn't have it on me.
You got to do it. You got to go. You can make this. You can make it happen. Come on.
Yeah, that would be a lot of games.
All right, I'm curious about where we're at with the fan base and, you know, talking to John over here. Great guy, John. John Strobel. What a good man. We were talking about Philly. Like, he's like, I want to hear the media grill the Phillies. Like, fry the Phillies. Fry Montgomery. Oh, God rest your soul, David. Fry Middleton and Klentak and the whole crew. But let's check the Marvin E. Cannes poll. What do you got there, brother?
All right, here's the question. It says, do you want to hear the Phillies press conference today at 1 o'clock regarding the firing of Gabe Kapler, which came down yesterday, or do you want Eagles talk on this Football Friday? 58% of the respondents in early polling, Anthony, some precincts reporting, say Football Friday. 42% say they'd like to hear the Phillies press conference.
All right.
I voted Football Friday.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll keep the voting going at the beginning. This is at 1 o'clock. And we'll keep you abreast of it. And in fact, if it does get juicy, here's what I do vote. If it gets juicy, we'll go to it. You know, we have the ability to go live to it.
Yeah. Yep. We can just pot it right up and we're good to go.
You know, or we can also have it and then let us comment on it.
Oh, running commentary? Now you might be on to something.
And rip them as it occurs.
Like on beep, 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 BS meter, BS meter. Yeah.
So that's also a possible.
Or we could also go, kill, at any point.
Yes, yes.
You'd be Carson at the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
You'll see a defense you don't like, and you'll kill the play.
I would enjoy that thoroughly. kill the nonsense.
610-632-0975. Keyword coming up momentarily. Let's go to Joe on the cell on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hi, Joe.
I want to listen to the press conference. Now, I know it's going to be like Charlie Brown talking, and it's going to be wah, 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 but I want to see it. It's almost like watching a wreck, and there's nothing he can say. I mean, I'm not going to renew my season tickets, 17-game plan, until McPhail and Klentak are out. So that's okay. They lost me as a season ticket holder, partial season ticket holder.
That's a shame. That's a shame, Joe. You know? It's a great ballpark and everything.
Yeah, so that's it. You know, and I'm older, obviously. I'm an older person, so baseball is important to me. I think with each generation, it's a little less. So guys like me who really like the Phillies, you know, listen to games, watch games, but I could never watch a Kapler press conference. As soon as he got on, I'd switch it. My wife would go, what's the matter with you? He's so hot, good. I said, good. He's a hot guy. He's a model. He can't manage. So I'd switch. I couldn't listen to him. Every move he made used to drive me crazy, you know, and culminated by the Freeman move. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. So, but that's happening. And then Anthony, you brought up a really good thing about players playing different sports. And Jason, you may like this. The most dominant player in my lifetime is Wayne Gretzky. And his father wouldn't let him play hockey all year round. He made him play different sports.
Yep.
I mean, that's the testimony of testimonies. Once the, you know, and there is no more
joke. Playing baseball and lacrosse.
We had that conversation off the air, Joey. It's amazing. We had the same conversation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.